I'm Daniel McCartan here from All Star Collectibles in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, with Dellin Betances, three-time All Star, New York Yankees pitcher. First of all, you're a New York, New Jersey hometown guy. First, who was your favorite Yankee growing up?
For me, I'll probably say it was Jeter, Mariano, and Bernie Williams. Those are my three guys. Obviously, I grew up in those years where they were winning all those World Series championships. So, you know, those are the three guys that I look up to the most.
Now, you're 28, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, we grew up in the same. So, I assume you've met all of those guys. And what kind of stories do you have with those?
Man, first time I met Jeter, I just remember being drafted in 06. And just seeing him walk in the same room I was in, it was kind of, you know, it was just strange for me. I was starstruck. First time I was starstruck. And, you know, obviously, Jeet being the guy he is, you know, made me feel right at home. You know, I actually spoke Spanish to my father that was there. Just a couple words.
You did?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. So do you still have any connections to Teaneck, New Jersey? You had lived there, right?
I've actually owned a house there. My parents still live there.
Cool.
So since I signed, I bought a place there. And, you know, I don't live there now, but my parents do.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. The Yankees' illustrious history, all the numbers that are retired. How did you end up with 68? Did you pick it or was it given to you?
For me, it was a number I got, and I just felt like I just stuck to it. Just, you know, I'm 6'8", so it just kind of, I felt like it just went with me, and I didn't really want to change numbers, so, you know, it's gone good for me, so.
Pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Now, teammates with Jeter, you were a fan of his growing up. I mean, I think everybody our age was. What is it like for this coming season to see his number being retired in Monument Park?
I mean, that's going to be awesome. Obviously, I got the chance to play with him, and, you know, he's just a class guy, you know, one of the best out there. And, you know, for me to be at that field and share that moment with him, I think it's going to be special, and it's something that I'm looking forward to.
Star-studded event, I'm sure.
Yep, exactly. Stadium will be packed for that one.
Sure. I think I'm going to buy a ticket. So it sounds like you're a big basketball fan. I thought this was a cool question. If you could play basketball, who would your dream team be? Like, the other four guys on the court, who would they be?
Does it have, retired players or current?
Whatever.
You know, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, and Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
All right, what about guys that are still playing? Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, Westbrook, LeBron James, and probably KD.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So who's your MVP for the season this year?
Man, it's tough. There's so many good guys this year. James Harden's doing an unbelievable job with the Rockets. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook, what he's doing is phenomenal. And, you know, LeBron James, he does it in, you know, every year. But I feel like if I was to pick one, I would pick James Harden.
Okay. Any particular reason?
I just feel like, you know, obviously Mike D'Antoni being a new coach, and they're running that fast-paced offense, you know, has benefited him playing a point guard position. I mean, they're playing really well, and he's averaging almost a triple-double, and, you know, I'll pick him.
What do you think about Westbrook not making the starting rotation for the All-Star game, starting lineup?
It was, you know, for me, I'm a big fan of Westbrook, so it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, he's very deserving to start. I mean, not many guys has averaged triple-doubles, and it's like it's hard to get a triple-double in a game.
Yeah.
He's averaging a triple-double in the season, so for him not to get picked as a starter is disappointing, but, you know, I'm sure he'll get his chances to win MVP once he's in the game.
I'm sure, yeah. So have you ever, because I saw an article that you said you would want to dunk over CC Sabathia. Have you gotten the chance yet?
No, I haven't. You know, I was just messing around. But, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to get that chance, but it will feel good if I did.
So we were talking just a little bit football. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl this year? Who's your favorite? Well, the favorite to win.
Well, I mean, there's so many good teams left. You know, what Aaron Rodgers is doing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like they're going to be hard to, you know, be hard to beat. But Matt Ryan has been playing well in the Falcons. But, you know, I got Green Bay, and I got New England. So, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to walk away with the Super Bowl. Yeah.
So tomorrow night, I'll be there too. You're going to be honored in New York at the BBWAA dinner. Uh-huh. It's the Willie, Mickey, and Duke Award. You're receiving it with Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be fun. I don't think Chapman's going to be there, but it's going to be nice to see Miller. Obviously, we weren't together for very long, but, you know, the time we were together, it was a special thing just to be able to watch those guys pitch behind me. You know, I enjoyed it a lot.
Now, moving into the 2017 season, you know, you got a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, 84-mile-an-hour slurve, 2.16 ERA in your career. What will you be zeroing in on improving this spring training?
For me, it's just, you know, keeping my consistency throughout the year. You know, working on lowering my walk totals. I did last year, but hopefully I can get that down a little bit this year. And just working on the small aspects of the game, you know, being able to hold runners better, and, you know, defense part.
Now, does it hinder you that you're a big guy moving towards home plate a little bit in the pickoff move?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I never really worked on as much, but I feel like, you know, they've taken advantage of that part of my game, so I feel like that's something that I got to work on, and I've been working on this offseason.
So having Chapman back?
It's fun. You know, that guy's a workhorse. You know, I love seeing him pitch, and it's going to be nice handing him the ball at the end of the games.
And hype leading into this season. Who are you most – which prospect are you most excited to work with?
For me, I want to see, you know, obviously Clint Frazier. Heard a lot of good things about him, and Gleyber Torres. I mean, you know, what he did in the fall league was pretty impressive. Me playing there, you know, obviously what he did at that age, I think it's going to be fun to watch him.
Now you're going to be in the World Baseball Classic real quickly. What do you – I mean, the Dominican Republic won it last year.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit of added pressure for you, joining that team now?
I mean, it's going to be fun. A lot of the people back home and DR, they're excited, so I'm excited to play. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and for me, I'll just try to go out there and do my job.
And so last question here. We've witnessed the Yankee dynasty as fans. Is this the start of a new one?
I hope so. I mean, I want to be a part of it. You know, there's nothing like winning here in New York. Just being a fan, I got to watch a lot of these guys win, and the parades, there's nothing better than that. So hopefully I get to experience that, and that'll be awesome.
Have you ever gone to the parades?
No, never gone, okay. But I always watch them.
Yeah, me too. I went to one. Okay. It was a disaster. Okay, I'm Danielle McCartan. This is Dylan Metatsis, and thank you.